Welcome to the Birkett Long Lawcast. With me today is Tracy England, who is a chartered legal executive who specialises in dispute resolution. Today she's going to be talking about the Insolvency Act of 1986, with particular reference to Section 127. And the reason she's talking about this is because it's something that all companies need to know about, and she's going to tell us why.
If a creditor receives a payment from a company which is the subject of a winding up petition, which has been presented to the court prior to the creditor being paid, it is possible that the creditor will have to repay the monies to the liquidator.
Ultimately, what if they can't pay that money back?
This could result in the insolvency of the creditor company.
So what can they do if they find themselves in this position?
It is possible for them to make an application to the court for a validation order, but the most important thing to do is to get legal advice on where they stand in respect of the monies that have been paid to them.
Who is this law designed to protect?
The general body of creditors of any company that goes into insolvency.
And why is that? Is it so that they all get a fair share of the money?
Exactly that. It's because no one creditor should be favoured above any other creditor.
And we're talking about the scenario, if a company does favour one creditor, it's that company that could be penalised by this law.
Exactly right, yes.
If you are a company that has been caught by this section and are being asked to pay back the money, are there ways they can get that money?
Yes, there are ways. You can possibly make an application to the court for a validation order, obtaining the court's approval that the money paid to the creditor was for the general benefit of the body of creditors.
Am I right in thinking that it's worth getting legal advice on this?
Absolutely. This is a very complicated section of the Insolvency Act, and legal advice is really necessary.
So if there happens to be a company director who is listening to this, whose company is the subject of a winding up petition, if they wanted to pay their debts, does this mean that Section 127 would prevent them from paying their debts?
That's correct. Section 127 will prevent them from paying their debts unless they obtain a validation order from the court.
But you've said to me earlier that it's not all bad, is it? Can you tell us why?
Because this section does protect all creditors, and therefore protects relationships should the company director wish to start up another company in the future.
And if anybody wants to get in contact with you, how should they reach you?
My telephone number is 01206 217 359, and I'm happy to have a chat with anybody who needs advice.